You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
Hello and welcome to the Daily World Cup podcast from William Hill. It's an absolute feast of World Cup football on Saturday as four group stage games take place over in Russia. France against Australia, Argentina against Iceland, Peru against Denmark and Croatia against Nigeria. All really intriguing fixtures in their own way. And today on the podcast, we'll get the thoughts from Dave Kellner and Alex Dunn on all of those matches. And Bruce Millington and the Racing Post Sports Desk team will also give their thoughts on some of the fixtures coming up on Saturday. It's one of the busiest days of the entire tournament, only day three. It all kicks off with France and Australia at 11 o'clock UK time. Let's get the thoughts of Dave and Alex.
Group C then, France versus Australia. The French are 2-9 to win this match. The draw 5-1, Australia in the betting at 12-1. Enhanced odds on the William Hill website and on the app. And don't forget, you get a bet boost every single day on every single match at the World Cup 2018 as well. If you like Antoine Griezmann to score first and France to win, that was 7-2. That's been enhanced to 4-1. Or maybe you're looking at Kylian Mbappe to score two or more in the match. Was 11-2. That's been enhanced to 7-1. I'm intrigued to see how Paul Pogba is going to perform at this international tournament. Undoubtedly, he's been restricted in his ability to influence games under Jose Mourinho in the Premier League with Manchester United this season. I think he could have a big World Cup, and there's no doubting this French national side have oodles of talent as well. I mentioned Mbappe and Griezmann in those enhanced odds markets. Ousmane Dembele is a fantastic player, and they have their linchpin, their pivot, if you like, with N'Golo Kanté. So they could have a big World Cup, France, and what easier way to kick it off than a game against the Socceroos, Alex Dunn?
Yeah, Pogba, good player, useless betting-wise, because he's too short for the position he plays in.
Yes. So you think he'll sit, like, deep-lying alongside Kanté?
And even if he doesn't, he's not an attacking midfielder, as in he's not playing off the striker. They've got so much attacking talent, France. Team news will be important for this, because Kylian Mbappe has been carrying a knock that he picked up in training. Adil Rami apparently went through him. So whether he starts or not is open to debate. Mm. Antoine Griezmann should start, and he should be the fulcrum of all bets that you put on this game, because I'm certain he'll score at some point. I think France will annihilate Australia here. I think this will be one-way traffic.
I agree with you entirely. Look at Australia in their qualification group. They were in Asian Group B. They finished third behind Japan and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, the lowest-ranked nation coming into this World Cup. And they've done a lot of travelling as well, Australia. They've been around the globe in qualifying. And I was listening to a Guardian podcast, and an Aussie guy whose name escapes me now was on that particular podcast. And he said there's a ridiculous amount of negativity around Australia in the build-up to the World Cup 2018. And their star man is Aaron Moy from Huddersfield. And we've been through the amount of world-class stars that France have.
Oh, yeah.
And they are relying on Moy, who admittedly had a decent enough season with Huddersfield, but that gives you an indication of the gap between these two nations in terms of footballing ability.
Completely. France will, I think they'll wipe the floor with the Aussies here. Markets I'm looking at, I've got France minus a goal at 4-6. Mm. I think that's absolutely rock solid.
I do as well.
Don't mind that in the slightest, whether you want to have a single or put it with a few other games on Saturday with some other shorties. Over 2.5 match goals, this is probably the one I like the most, actually. Over 2.5 match goals is 4-5. I can probably see Australia, I don't want to say I can see them scoring, but I wouldn't be stubborn enough to say that they can't in this. And I think France will score twice, probably three times on their own anyway. So quite happy with over 2.5 at 4-5. I'm amazed that that is as big as it is.
Yeah.
I'd have that 4-7, considerably shorter. And also I was looking at France to win and 4 or more goals in the match. That's 15-8. I just think there's going to be loads of goals. I can see this being a 3-0, a 3-1, a 4-1. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a 6 or a 5. I just think it's going to be one-way traffic. I'm all over France here. And importantly, Dave, and we haven't mentioned this yet in our previews, but the World Cup of Food is a big thing for people. It's a very big thing for people. And this
we
marks,
like food, don't we?
We love food. And this marks the start of what could be a great day for food fans. Because you start on Thursday, what have you got? Russia against Saudi Arabia. I mean, I don't know what they eat in Saudi Arabia. Russia, what, some stewed cabbage or something? No, not a good start
not
to proceedings.
You.
No, certainly not. That's going to mess, that's going to cause havoc with your insides. Right, then you've got Friday, and you what do we start with on Friday? We've got Egypt against Uruguay.
Yeah.
Don't know, nothing springing to mind.
Morocco
there.
Versus Iran.
A nice tagine,
yeah.
Maybe.
Bit of couscous.
And then you end the night with Portugal-Spain. I mean, a lovely selections of hams.
Yeah, and I was thinking paella with a glass of sangria.
That
perhaps.
Would be nice. It's warming up then for a lovely Friday evening.
Yeah.
But Saturday, bang, straight in. France-Australia, yes, please. Shrimp on the barbie, straight up. And then we'll wrap it off with a nice tart tatin, maybe, something like that. And then off the back of this, what
you
else have we got?
Dream,
we've
you?
Got Argentina-Iceland.
Yeah.
Argentina, of course, steak. Steak everywhere. Iceland, they've got all the frozen food you could ever want. One of Kerry Katona's prawn rings, perhaps. That'd be lovely. And then you're going on through the course of the evening. And I mean, Croatia, Nigeria, you'll be a bit full by then.
Yeah, you'll have had enough, won't you, by then?
But come on,
the World Cup of Food starts on Saturday morning.
Oh, it's brilliant. If you want some bets, then over 2.5 match goals. That's the best bet. But otherwise, just have some food and enjoy yourself. This is a Saturday morning treat.
If you're betting on the World Cup on mobile, don't forget to get your bet boost. They're available on every match of the tournament. Just touch boost on your bet slip and the price will get bigger.
Hi, I'm Bruce Millington. Welcome along to the Racing Post World Cup betting preview. We're going to look at France versus Australia. Mark, straight in with you. Mark Langdon, who wins, France versus Australia?
I'm going to go for a high-scoring game, Bruce. I'm going to go for France to win and both teams to score. I love France going forward with Pogba and Griezmann and Mbappe. I think it's fantastic. But Australia did score in all three of their Confederations Cup matches last summer in Russia. I think they can grab a consolation here.
OK, France versus Australia, 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Who wins, Dan?
I'm going to go for France. France, double result. I think they're just a mismatch, really, up front. You look at Griezmann, Dembele, Mbappe, Giroud, Pogba. I mean, there's goals everywhere there. Australia have still got Tim Cahill in their squad, who's 38, couldn't get in the Millwall team. It's a mismatch.
More World Cup wisdom soon.
The thought of the Icelandic national football side may still send shivers down the spines of English football fans everywhere, but they are firm underdogs for their first match of the competition as they take on Argentina. With the likes of Lionel Messi, they should have too much about them for an Icelandic side who have failed to win in their last four matches, including three losses. If you think Argentina can dominate here, take a look at this enhanced odds offer. For them to win both halves is out from 21-10 to 5-2.
Let's talk about Argentina. Argentina in Group D take on Iceland in their first game of this World Cup. They are 100-30 in the outright market. The draw 4-1, Iceland 9-1. Plenty of enhancements on the William Hill website and on the app as well. And don't forget about your bet boost on each and every game. You put into your bet slip the bet that you want and you can boost it in price. Here with William Hill as well. Argentina to win both halves was 21-10. That's been enhanced to 5-2. I love the look of that. 5-2, Argentina to win both halves in this game. Looks good to me. And Lionel Messi to score two or more in the match. 100-30, out to 4-1 for arguably the greatest player that has ever lived. To score twice in what could be his final World Cup as well. That looks good. Argentina 9-1 to win the World Cup for a side that have left out Mauro Icardi of the squad, who's coming off his best ever season in Serie A. I like a bit of that 9-1. You look at their attacking talent, Angel Di Maria, Sergio Aguero, Gonzalo Higuain, Lionel Messi. They have got an array of attacking options, Argentina. They are going to light up this World Cup as far as I'm concerned. And they might, Alex Dunn, start with a bang here by knocking a few past Iceland.
I think they will hammer Iceland here. Iceland are a side that captured everyone's hearts, didn't they, at the Euros, until they played England, and then we hated them for a while. But after beating England, everyone watched them play against France and thought, this is going to be great. They're going to really serve it up to them. And they got absolutely pasted. France absolutely annihilated them. And I can see a similar thing happening here. They're plucky, Iceland, but plucky doth butter no parsnips. And I'm not having them in any way, shape or form doing anything at this competition.
I agree with you. And they've lost their manager, Lars Lagerbäck, no longer there. They have brought in Heimer, Hal Grimson, and their star striker, in inverted commas, Kolbein Sigthorsson, isn't in the squad either. He's out through injury. It's amazing that Iceland have qualified for major tournaments back-to-back. 10% of the entire Icelandic nation travelled to Euro 2016, where eventually, you used this phrase in a previous clip we've recorded, they got humped by France eventually in that Euros. But they did manage to knock England out, and they were the embodiment of everything that's good about world international football in that championship. But it's whether or not they can replicate that.
You could have 10% of Ireland's... Ireland? Iceland's... 10% of Iceland's population, and you could put them in front of the goal, and Lionel Messi will still find a way to get through. He's incredible.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're getting him at 3-4 to score any time here is brilliant, to be honest. He's a bit short to score first. He's 9-4. And I was expecting, when I was looking at the anytime prices, to see him at the kind of price that he normally is for Barcelona. But he's not. He's 3-4. That's backable, as far as I'm concerned. Put in him with a few of the shorties through the course of the day. I don't think you'll be disappointed. But the one that I really like, Argentina minus a goal. It's 10-11. I'd back a minus two. I'd back them with overs on the goals. Whatever it is that you want to go for, Argentina to score loads.
I love that enhancement. Argentina to win both halves, which is 5-2. I do think they will focus all their energy on bottling up Lionel Messi. You said it's not achievable for this Iceland side. I think Sergio Aguero is going to have a huge World Cup. Obviously, check the team news. They have got Messi, Aguero, Higuain, Dybala, so lots of attacking talent. It's fitting all those players into one starting 11 that's going to be the problem. But if Sergio Aguero does start in this match, he's 21-20 to score any time. And I know Andy Excel fancies Gonzalo Higuain to be the top World Cup goal scorer, which is available at 33-1. It's just whether or not he did play a lot in qualification. It's whether or not he gets the nod in the World Cup proper.
I'd be inclined to say that he won't. Sorry, Andy. I don't think he will. But that's just my opinion.
We're in agreement, though. Argentina hump Iceland in this opening group game.
One-way traffic, as far as I'm concerned. And one more thing. Let me put my corporate hat on for a second. You know you mentioned the bet boosts?
Yeah.
You can use them on the enhanced odds.
Oh, can you?
So you're getting an enhancement on an enhancement.
It's enhancement madness at the World Cup here with William Hill.
William Hill customers are getting more every day of the World Cup. With flash odds, you can get outstanding price enhancements on some of the most popular markets. So don't miss out. More enhancements, more to celebrate. William Hill, this is more.
Bruce Millington, welcome along to the Racing Post World Cup betting previews. We're going to look at Argentina versus Iceland. This game takes place at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Dan Childs, fire away. Who wins this?
This could be a draw, I think, Bruce. I think Iceland's group, they won a group above Turkey, Ukraine and Croatia. Excellent going there. Argentina just qualified, you know, right near the end there. They've got some great individuals, but they don't play as a team. A draw for me.
Iceland, with a population the size of Croydon, can they continue their Euro 16 heroics here, Mark Langdon?
I'm not sure, Bruce, actually. I'm going to go for Argentina to win by one goal. I think the added quality that they've got up front with Messi and Aguero, Di Maria, players like that, will eventually tell. Iceland can be competitive, though. I'm going to go for Argentina to win by exactly one goal, something that they did throughout the last World Cup campaign.
Join us for more Racing Post World Cup betting wisdom soon.
If you're betting on the World Cup on mobile, don't forget to get your bet boost. They're available on every match of the tournament. Just touch boost on your bet slip and the price will get bigger.
It's time for us to look ahead to Peru versus Denmark. Lots of enhancements as per usual on the website and on the app. If you fancy Paulo Guerrero to score and Peru to win, that was 15-4. That's been enhanced to 9-2. If you like the look of Christian Eriksen to score first in the game, that was 6-1. That's been enhanced out to 7-1. Peru back at the World Cup for the first time in 36 years now. And they are my sweepstake pick as well. So I am a Peruvian national for the next month, or in all likelihood, the next fortnight. Peru are considered by a few people to be potential dark horses. I was speaking to my sister, Martha, who's out there covering the World Cup for the Guardian newspaper, and she says she's spoken to a lot of people, football journalists, that think Peru have got a decent opportunity to at least escape out of the group. They did finish fifth in the South American section of qualifying and then qualified for the World Cup by overcoming New Zealand in their playoff. Alex Dunn, have Peru got a chance of at least making me sweat on that sweepstake slip?
No, I don't like them. Who are these people that are tipping them? I disagree with them.
There were no names mentioned. They were faceless journos that are out there lapping up that Russian sunshine.
Yeah.
If there is such a thing.
I don't think there is.
No.
I'm not a fan, to be honest. I like backing teams like Peru, or even in the Peruvian league, I like backing teams at home, because there's a strong home bias in American qualifying, South American qualifying in particular.
Yep.
Now, Peru's unbeaten record coming in here is obviously home and away, so fair play. They've proved that they can do it on the road. But I think I was saying to you out in the office earlier, I have not done the research into this, but altitude of Russian stadia. I'm not an expert. I haven't looked to see how high up the stadium are, but
you don't think they're high enough?
I don't think, unless they're, I mean, we're talking cloud level here, you know, unless there's a stadium perched atop a mountain, I'm not having them. No, not for me, not in the slightest. And coincidentally, Peru bump into a side that I think could go fairly far here in Denmark. I quite like the Danes, and in particular, one of them. And that is Christian Eriksen, who is the subject of my only anti-post bet on the World Cup.
I saw you tweet this.
Yes. You rolled your eyes at me.
I rolled my eyes at you, yes. You fancy Christian Eriksen to perhaps make waves in the tournament top goal scorer market.
Well, he's a smashing player, firstly. Let's agree on that.
Yes, I agree.
Right. He's in a group with France, who could let a couple of goals in against Denmark. They could. They still could win the game. But I think France are just gung-ho. Mm. And then, obviously, Australia and Peru. Now, Peru, pretty dirty as a side. Australia, pretty dirty defensively. They're going to get penalties, I think, Denmark. So, there you are. There's a couple of goals straight away in the group stages. Also, factor in that everything Denmark do goes straight through Christian Eriksen. We saw it in the playoff against Ireland, and he annihilated them. And Ireland are a fair yardstick. They're not great.
Yeah.
But Peru aren't great either. Let's also factor in that we saw 4 years ago Hannes Rodriguez playing in Christian Eriksen's position light the World Cup up. I can just see Christian Eriksen doing a very similar thing. He's 80-1 with us here at William Hill to be top goalscorer at the World Cup, each way, quarter of the odds, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, please.
And in reaching the World Cup, he scored 11 goals in 12 matches. It's not understating it to say that he was talismanic for this Danish side, and continuing the form he's shown at Spurs and translating that into the national team as well. So, Eriksen, top tournament goal scorer, 100-1, four places with William Hill. What about bets on this match?
I'm going to take Denmark to win at 7-5. That's a perfectly appealing price, as far as I'm concerned. And obviously, Eriksen, any time is 9-4, which I think is lovely. Really nice. I'd rather bet that than Denmark to win, personally.
Yes.
They could draw, they could lose, whatever. And Eriksen 2 or more is 14-1. I don't mind it. Look, it may well be that my Christian Eriksen party is a bit of a damp squib. Because I'm going to have one on Saturday.
Are you?
Yeah, you're not.
Who's
you're not invited. No.
No, don't tell me that live on
air. It's for me and my Danish friends. we're going to enjoy bacon and whatever else they have in Denmark. I don't really know. What else do they have? Lopak? Is Lopak Danish?
Yeah, I think
cheese? Danish cheese is a
lot of chocolate. A lot of good quality dark chocolate, I think.
Anyway.
I'm not sure what the Danish delicacies are.
Bacon. We'll go with bacon. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I'm having a party. You're not invited. My Danish friends are. And we are going to celebrate when Christian Eriksen scores at least once, probably from the penalty spot, in this game, setting him on the road to World Cup glory. No, I'm with Denmark. I'm with Christian Eriksen. That's all you need to know.
Nigeria have not had an ideal preparation for the World Cup, having failed to win in their last five matches, and look up against it as they take on Croatia in their first Group D encounter. Croatia may not have got past the group stage since they finished third in France back in 1998, but have had their moments through qualifying and in their recent friendlies, and should be able to get their tournament off to a winning start here. Croatia to score in both halves was 21-10, but that's been enhanced out to 5-2 with us here at William Hill.
The last game on Saturday night is Croatia versus Nigeria. The Croats are 7-10 to win the game. They draw 27-10 with Nigeria in the betting at 4-1. If you think Mario Mandzukic has a big part to play in this match, for him to score in Croatia to win was 19-10. That's been enhanced to 9-4. If you think Nigeria are going to win the game, Alex Iwobi to score in Nigeria to win was 9-1. That's been enhanced out to 11-1. We got to see Nigeria up close and personal in their final warm-up game against England. What did you make to that performance? Did it give you an indicator of how Nigeria are going to progress at the World Cup? They eventually were beaten 2-1. They've got some players that we know from the Premier League as well. Alex Iwobi, Victor Moses, who plays in a different style for Chelsea when you compare that to how he's deployed for the national team. And Mikel, whichever way you want it, he will play as that man protecting the back four.
Yeah, they've got no surprises for an English point of view.
Yeah.
In that we know the likes of, obviously, as you mentioned, Mikel, Moses, Iwobi and Odionagalo up front. We sort of know everything we need to know about them. We know what to expect. And we know that they're fair players, aren't they? But I don't think they'll do much at this World Cup, to be honest with you. They've got a lovely kit. Can't deny that. Not as nice as Croatia's.
No, well, I think it is a battle of the kits here. And we in the lead up to the tournament, that they went crazy. They went crazy, those people that buy football kits. I'm not sure who they all are, but this Nigeria kit sold out within 2 hours.
Yeah.
And the Croatia kit got neglected somewhat. And it is there's some fantastic kits out there. It's not just all about Nigeria's kit.
Year in, year out, Croatia's kit is in there. It's up there with the best.
It's a belter, isn't it?
Yeah. I hope they can both wear them at the same time. You probably can in this.
You've got an angle in here from a betting perspective, though.
I do, and it is the fact that, and this is purely based on the one warm-up game that I have watched Nigeria play, and that, of course, was against England. And I would say that England are not normally a huge threat from set pieces. They're okay, but they're not a team that pride themselves on, right, let's get these deliveries spot on. Mm. For example, we've got England have got, well, full-backs and wing-backs have been taking the majority of set pieces. And a lot of those haven't even been playing in every warm-up game, the likes of Trippier, Ashley Young, whoever's going to start. Now, Nigeria had a real problem with defending balls into the box, normally set pieces, but crosses in general, they just seemed, it was like they'd never seen a cross before. So my plan for the World Cup is, whoever Nigeria are playing, wait until the team news is out and back the centre-backs for that side.
Yes.
So this time, I'm having to obviously speculate a little bit around team news, but I'm going to put forward Vedran Čorluka and Dejan Lovren as two likely players who'll be up for
calls. I think Lovren is bound to start.
14's Lovren, 11's Čorluka.
Yes.
Now, wait on team news, double check, check who's playing where, check who you think will be going forward for corners. But I think that's worth a bet, and I think that's worth a bet through the competition. So also in this group, of course, you've got Argentina. Mm. So when they play against them, I'll be backing Nicolas Otamendi, etc., etc. When Iceland play against them, they've got one of the Sigurdsson's players at centre-back. I'll find out which one it is and back him. But it's one of those things you just think, right, I think I've spotted a way in here. So that will be my World Cup plan of attack, if you like.
It's a World Cup project, isn't it, for you?
It is. And the other one, of course, that we haven't mentioned, who is worth a bet from open play anyway, is Mario Mandzukic, who's been a good striker across Europe now for a very long time. And he's almost, I don't want to say underrated, but he's always playing second fiddle at his clubs, isn't he? He's never plan A. But he is for Croatia. And I think that he's good value, and particularly with the enhanced odds, Mandzukic should score Croatia to win, pushed out from 19 to 10 to 9 to 4. Don't mind that at all. He's 6 to 4 to score any time. He's worth that for the corner aspect alone, I would suggest, because he's definitely going to be up there for the set pieces. I just think Nigeria had such an aversion to crosses into the box in that game that I watched against England, that Mandzukic should be striking fear into the hearts of Nigerian defenders. So 6-4 any time, as far as I'm concerned, is absolutely fine. So I'm going to take those three. Mandzukic 6-4 any time, Čorluka 11-1 any time, Lovren 14-1 any time. Obviously subject to a little bit of change depending on team news, but I'm quite happy with that for this one.
Very good. Thank you, Alex. Enjoy that feast of football on Saturday, and I'm sure we'll chat more as the World Cup goes on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.